Randy Moss is obviously excited. Let's hear from Charles Woodson now, joining Plunk and I here on Silver and Black Sundays. Has the media made too much of this matchup between you and Randy Moss this week, Charles?
Yeah, I think they've blown it up big time. And it's going to be a big matchup when he's on my side, but I'm not going to be shadowing him all over the field. So it's not quite the matchup that everybody wants. And I say that down the road, you know, when my role on this team increases, then that time will come when I shadow the best receiver on the field.
How much do you think he will be on your side? Most of the time he lines up on their offensive left, which is against Eric Allen's side.
Mm-hmm. Well, he lines up on my side quite a bit, so I look for him to be over there quite a bit. I can't say how many plays he'll be on my side, but I know he'll be over there quite a bit.
And Charles, what do you think Randy Moss, what kind of problems does he present? He's tall, he can run, he can leap. Do you play him any differently than you would anybody else?
Well, I'm going to play him like I play anybody else, but I do have to be aware of his speed and how well he stretches defenses. I can't let him get behind me and get behind our defense and make big plays. If we can stop those guys from making big plays and getting momentum, getting the crowd into the game, then we should fare well against those guys.
So when you say you're going to play him like you play anybody else, that means give him a different look all the time? Because you press some guys and you lay back sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I like to basically I'm giving the quarterback a different look. He don't know if I'm in cover two, cover three, man-to-man, and also for the receiver, he don't know how he's going to come off the ball. So I love to always give him a different look out there and try to catch him off balance.
You know, we talk about how well you cover receivers, but what about the tackling end of it? Do you like to come in there, stick your head in there, or would you just rather play pass defense?
Yeah, I like to get down and dirty sometimes, come up and make tackles. I mean, if you've seen the Green Bay game last week, I had to come up and make a few tackles, and that's all part of the game for me, and I like to do that. As long as I'm not getting too banged up where I can't go out there and guard a receiver.
Have you always been that good of a tackler, Charles, or is that something you had to learn playing in the Big Ten?
I had to learn. I learned it early. In high school, I jumped on a defense side of the ball for the first time in high school, and I played safety. So I had to come up and make tackles. And then in the Big Ten, with all the ball running that they do in the Big Ten, I had to come up and make tackles then. So for me, it's always been that way, and it's just part of the game now for me still.